Hello, welcome back. We're back with Marty Ozinga for segment number two. We want to kind of dive into a little bit more about your experience as an entrepreneur and maybe guide some of those questions like that. So we know that success is highly situational, right? So certain things have to align, you know, to make sure that you are successful. Can you kind of discuss or define what your recipe for success might have been?
Well, I think success in business is largely related to providing a product or a service that people find valuable, that service or product that they really want. They're willing to give you their hard-earned money to obtain it. And of course, surprise, surprise, you get paid for what you do and enjoy the benefits of that. Mm-hmm. I talked to a lot of students and I said, how many want to go in business so you can make a whole lot of money? And they almost all raised their hand.
Of course.
And I say, you know, did you know the truth of the matter is most people who go into business just so they can make a lot of money usually don't.
Don't make any, yeah.
And if you also look at some of the wealthiest people walking the face of the earth today, did you know that they have so much money they can't even count it all, but they still go to work every day?
That's right.
Because they absolutely love providing the products or the services that people need and want. And that's the excitement associated with going into business and serving people.
So part of your recipe for success is driven towards the social engagement and how you're going to benefit others.
Absolutely. I mean, you can look at all businesses, big and small. And when you get right down to it, they're providing products, they're providing services that enhance the quality of life for mm-hmm. people. And that's why people are willing to pay for them. And in big ways and in small ways, it's entrepreneurs figuring out what people are looking for, what people need, things that help them live a better life, and then coming up with a plan or a system to provide those things. And in so doing, you're shaping a better life for the whole community. If it's all about you and what do I get out of it, it's not a good place to start because that's really not how things work.
Well, I think it goes back to the sentiment of, look, the pride of life is a deadly sin. Mm-hmm. So people right. that have those egos that want to impose their will and their ego on other people to feel, you know, superior.
No, that's right. And again, in the end, it all belongs to God, for one thing. And secondly, ultimately, God's in charge. He's the creator of everything, and He will define the success and the benefit associated with your efforts.
And to piggyback on that, the faith aspect. Describe the faith aspect in the business success that you've experienced.
Well, I feel like God has put me on this earth for a purpose. And the purpose is not only to serve Him and glorify Him, but also to serve the crown of His creation, which is our fellow man, my neighbors, my coworkers, my employees.
I love how you always kind of put humanity in the category of we are the crown of His creation. That's beautiful to me.
Yeah, and we absolutely are. I mean, we love the whales and the trees and everything
yeah,
else.
Absolutely.
But the crown of God's creation is the human being. We're created in the image of God. Mm-hmm. Now, that has a lot to do with being an entrepreneur, being created in the image of God, because if you understand that clearly, What that means is God has given us the ingredients necessary to be essentially a co-creator with God Himself. In other words, we get the opportunity to be inspired, to see, to evaluate, to understand what activities, what products can benefit other people, and to develop them and bring them to market and enlighten other people about those things, and in so doing improve the standard of living, the quality of life. And again, we need to understand this is it all belongs to God, it comes from God, and it comes as a result of being created in His image.
Now that's powerful stuff right there, really. I mean, God is the creator, He controls it all. And in my experience too, when I've detracted from God and tried to do things myself, it falls apart somewhere at the end, and I think God has a way to get you refocused and recentered through that process.
Yeah, He does. And we as human beings have an inclination to put ourselves in the center of everything, mm-hmm. and to say, I can do this, and I don't need God, and I don't recognize God. Mm-hmm. What we discover is an emptiness associated
very
with
much
that.
So
even if we have a measure of success, it doesn't satisfy.
Never.
And it doesn't answer questions that are more important to our commitment.
It's all internal. I think us as humans and humanity loses focus is we're all too concerned about the external.
Yeah, and of course, all the excitement and the enthusiasm associated with material possessions and so forth are a temptation and a distraction.
Very much so.
And
a huge distraction.
Those things aren't bad in themselves, but when they become the object of our desire beyond how does this relate to what God is calling
glorifying Him,
then they wind up becoming almost a burden, in the sense that, let's just say you want a nice new car, and you somehow obtain one, mm-hmm. but then all of a sudden all you're doing is worrying about your nice new car that somebody doesn't bump into it,
or becomes your idol,
or how am I going to pay for it, or does it look as good as I thought it would?
Sure.
And it doesn't satisfy as much as you thought it would.
Yeah.
It just never does.
It's like the honeymoon, right?
Right.
You know, and then you get out of the honeymoon phase, you're like, oh no.
Right.
You know.
So these things aren't good, bad, or anything that we should avoid in and of themselves. But we shouldn't lose focus of God's call and who we are and how our life should reflect His love and how we should serve others.
The service to others, I think, is a critical point of being a socially responsible entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. How do you go about in your operation or in the past or anything like that that has given you the opportunity to be socially responsible and give back to the community?
Well, on two levels. Number one, just creating the business environment that allows for employment and allows for employment that affords people an opportunity to provide for themselves and their families, for education for their kids, for food for their table, for health and recreation, all these kinds of things. A business can create that environment that extends beyond the entrepreneur himself, and it starts to affect employees. Mm. But as the business continues to grow, there's opportunities that go beyond your own employees, that extend to customers, that extend into the community, and opportunities to serve the community in ways that the wealth and the resources of the business provide that you wouldn't be able to do by yourself or on your own.
How are you able to kind of implement those Christian values and Christian principles into your business model? How are you able to do that?
We have opportunities frequently to talk to our coworkers, our employees. And we feel very strongly that they not only should come to work with a list of tasks that they need to do, and in exchange for that they get paid, but they should come to work with an understanding of why they come to work every day. And we talk about these things, honoring and glorifying God and serving each other. And the satisfaction and contentment that comes along with a good job and doing a good job extends to their home life, to their community life, to other
so it's
activities.
Like tentacles.
You know, it's you know the old fashioned saying. You know, if mama's not happy, nobody's mm-hmm. happy. Mm-hmm. Well. If you're not happy at work and you don't have a sense of direction and contentment in your work, you take that home and your attitude, your feelings start spreading to your kids, your spouse, your friends, your neighbors. And if they're good, you spread good things.
Yeah.
If they're bad, you spread unfortunate lessons. So we try to help our employees understand the secret to success is, and the secret to contentment is all rooted in this this sense of we're here to serve each other and to do our best.
Now, I'm sure you've encountered employees that maybe were not always receptive to the gospel message. Now, when you encounter those employees, you know, what is kind of the process, or what is kind of your strategy on how you infect them with the Spirit or your mindset?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. You're absolutely right. Not every person agrees or wants to agree. Some people just want to be disagreeable. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what you say, is not what's important as how you live and how you behave. It's what you do and how you interact with each other. When someone is trying to understand how to be successful in life, it's not often that they just read it in a book or someone tells them this is how you do it. It's usually because they observe successful people and people who live a life of contentment, and they understand. If you ask them, say, well, what do you really want? And they say, most of the people say, I don't know, but I want what he's got. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that is, but that's what I want.
That's right.
And the example and the life that we live screams pretty loud at those who are close to us and who we work with. And we don't have to hit people over the head with a 2x4 to get them to change their mind or get them to agree with what we say. We just have to live a life of example. And that example is something that, if it's genuine and consistent, they will understand, not in words, but in heartfelt emotion.
Do you see your employees coming to you for counsel as far as Christian, their walk with Jesus and, you know, their reconciliation with God? Do they come to you?
That happens frequently, and we encourage that. We encourage them to talk to each other. In our business, we actually have a chaplaincy program that a third party chaplain comes around and encourages people to ask questions, to look for answers on a spiritual level, whether it's they themselves or whether that's their personal issues at home or outside of work. We encourage that because life is a mix of our activities. It's not all your job, or it's not all your house, or all your recreation. It's living in balance in all those things.
Balance is the critical point. You can't, you know, in my experience in life, you know, there's been situations where you get really high, and then there's situations where you get really low. And, you know, I've found that it's so important to stay even keeled and, you know, not, because, you know, you live off emotion, you know, and you start letting your emotions impact you instead of living off of the principle.
That's absolutely right. And as human beings, we're all subject to this idea where we get lost. We get lost and we can't see the forest for the trees anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All we see is all the stuff around us that starts to feel like it's closing in.
Mm-hmm.
And our perspective gets so narrow that it starts to affect us. And living in balance, so you have time for recreation, you have time to maintain your health, you have time to spend with your spouse, your kids, your relatives, your friends, in addition to your work or whatever other passions you're pursuing. It's all very important in order to maintain a healthy perspective on things.
Well, I love how we talked about during the social responsibility and how you pour back into your employees to help them understand Christ's principles, to what, you know, what he stands for, what he stood for, and what he continues to stand for, and you know, God's reconciliation with them. You know, that kind of goes right into CLI's idea of our marketplace ministry program that we are actually implementing and in the process of creating now. So those tips and ideas from Marty really will help us understand how to be better marketplace ministers, you know, as the bivocational mentality of what we do here at CLI is so important to the growth of the community in the spirit of Christ, and to help you grow in your spirit as a servant to other people. You know, being a bivocational minister in your workplace can not only you know, build, you know, yourself as a business leader in your community, but also continue to advance the kingdom of God.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I read a book not too long ago, and sort of the ending summary was a statement that said the solution to global poverty is Christians going into business. And poverty is understood as not just financial poverty or even material poverty, but also poverty of spirit, poverty of integrity, corruption, all these things that we find in messed up places around the world. And Christians going into business, again, isn't about Christians all focused on making money and trying to fill their pockets with money. It's all Christians figuring out ways to serve each other.
That's right.
That's really what it is.
It's all service.
And if every Christian would look at opportunities in life as an opportunity to serve others, the whole world would change.
We serve to glorify God. And yeah, if your motivation is not for God's glory, you probably should recalculate your motivation.
Right. I mean, maybe you should step back and say, what really is my understanding who God is and who am I in relation to Him.
And what does He want for me?
Right.
This is great. This is another great segment with Marty. We're going to wrap this one up. We'll be back soon with the next segment. And continue to plug away at your studies. Continue to give yourself in service to God and continue to grow in the entrepreneurial mindset. Thank you.
It's good. Thank you.